Now, I know at this point in your career, you're very familiar with tower and approach and departure, but let's go ahead and do a little recap just like we did for ground clearance and so on. So for the tower, you of course are probably familiar with what a tower controller does. Keep in mind though, that besides just controlling the airspace within about 5 nautical miles of the field, the tower controller is constantly on the landline coordinating with approach and departure to hand off aircraft and to help get pilots' requests granted by either approach or departure. Oftentimes, if there is a delay in a tower controller answering you on the radio, it's due to them coordinating with approach or departure on the landline, on the telephone. Tower controllers work up in the very top of the cab with the ground controllers. Oftentimes, if the airport has radar services like approach, departure, or a TURSA, then the lower part of the tower without windows will be where they work. They work in dark little rooms because they just stare at radar screens. Tower and ground controllers look outside the windows. Now, approach and departure, talking about those guys, radar controllers always work in dark rooms. There won't be any windows in a radar facility. Approach and departure are also the same thing and same person. We simply refer to them by a different name when we're first departing an airport, departure, and then the contact you have with the next controller or after that will be referred to as approach, along with every other TRACON controller you talk to along the way until you land. TRACON is Terminal Radar Approach Control. What we know as approach departure is really called TRACON, so pronounced just like I'm saying it. Luckily, this is an audio file, so you don't have to read it. TRACON, Terminal Radar Approach Control. The name really says it all for us, right? Terminal. These controllers only control airspace in the terminal environment around an airport, usually no more than 20 to 30 miles from the field. TRACON is also only going to control aircraft up to a certain altitude above the field. Once you start getting well above the Class Charlie or Class Bravo airspace for that facility, they will hand you off to Center, who we'll talk about next. Remember, TRACON controllers spend just about as much time talking on the radio as they do coordinating on the landline between other TRACON sectors and Center to hand off aircraft to the next people, as well as with Tower. They aren't talking on the phone to catch up with their friends. They're talking on the phone, helping to accommodate pilots' requests for whatever they want to go and any sort of information they're asking for. If they don't respond to you right away, give them a little bit of time, then try again, very patiently.